Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, as the case may be. Welcome to the Lobster Pot Podcast. You have come to the place where we think about old-time religion. And old-time religion is the religion of the apostles and the saints down through the ages, those who have found favor with God. Well, today is Friday the 13th here at the Lobster Pot, as it is where you are too. And we're going to be thinking about superstitions for a few minutes, good and bad. Those that bring good luck and those that bring bad luck. And then at the end, let me just put a Christian ending on this whole conversation. It may come as a surprise, or maybe not, that Friday the 13th is the number one phobia in the United States. I read one psychiatric report, that suggested that as much as 8% of the American population live in dreaded fear. And indeed, the number 13 is the most common superstition around. It's very, very widespread. In fact, it is so widespread that some apartment buildings and some elevators do not put a 13th floor on. Some airlines fly without a 13th row in order not to give people a bad feeling. Then, good luck if you would like to ponder this, is an itchy palm. An itchy palm on the right hand, some say, means you're going to meet someone new. Itchy palm on the left hand means you're going to come into some money. Well, that would be good luck. Then the next most common is walking under a ladder, which is considerably bad. Breaking a mirror, also bad. Finding a horseshoe, that's good. Opening an umbrella inside a house, that's bad. Knocking twice on wood, they say, reverses bad luck. The next one, and number 8, is tossing spilled salt over your shoulder. That is alleged to bring good luck. 9, black cats, bad luck. And number 10, saying God bless you, is good luck. So that's not just etiquette to say God bless you. According to some, they say that will actually bring good fortune. Well, these are all common superstitions. And they all have to do with luck. From a Christian perspective, from the old-time religion perspective, there is no such thing as luck. Luck would be defined as events that are out of our control, beyond our control, which happen by chance. Well, there is no such thing as chance. There is providence, and this is the Christian doctrine. Providence is the other side of the coin called creation. We worship the God of creation, he who created all that is seen and unseen. And not only did he create it, but he has promised to guide it. And his guiding hand through history, through every event, through every atom and molecule is providence. He is guiding history to its ultimate conclusion, which will glorify him and will be helpful. Indeed, that's an understatement to his people. So the doctrine of providence says there's no such thing as an event that occurs by chance, because there is no such thing as chance. Well, you visited the Lobster Pot, where we talk about all things concerning old-time religion, and today that concerned superstition, good or bad. Picking up a horseshoe, friendly, will not help you. Walking under a ladder, you can be sure, friend, it won't hurt you. There is a God. Thanks for coming by the Lobster Pot audio podcast today on Friday the 13th.